You know, that coincides with what God gave. I said, Lord, what are we going to do in the Breakfast Club? And he said, the topic is new glories.
New glories.
New glories. Glories. I've been you know how people say we got to get to the next level? Mm-hmm. Actually, the biblical way is the next glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go from glory to glory.
A biblical way. What now?
It's really to the next glory. We grow to the next glory.
Next glory.
Uh-huh. And I have been.
Or the next level of faith.
Yeah.
Next glory.
It is the next level. You know, we grow.
You know, that's the glory is the faith too. So that's good.
And so I said, I'm going to go back and look at that verse again. It's in 2 Corinthians 3.
Blow that trumpet.
2 Corinthians 3 and 18.
All right.
And he said, let's see. Okay, I'll just come back, backtrack a little bit. Well, I'll start at verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now watch verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
The same image. Jesus. So
we are designed by God to represent His heart. Mm-hmm. As long as we allow our light to shine, let it shine. You don't have to make it shine, because, you know, we have to realize where we're powerful. Over the years, as the Lord, as I drew near to the Lord and learned, and as He's pointed out things, and as He was teaching me to follow Him,
right,
I found out something about people. No matter what you go through, no matter how challenged you are, if you stick with God's Word, you're going to find out that you cannot lose, and you will always win.
Whoa.
That's
good news.
You're going to find this out.
Sound like a bright future to me.
Every time I thought that I was down for the count, I relied on the Lord and I always won. I always came out of it. And we're powerful in Him. Paul said that he gloried in his weakness. Well, you don't have to. This is what I love about it. If you go back to what Lucifer said in that, let's look at it, Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. See, I love the way the Lord set everything up. The enemy challenged God. And start at verse 12. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, watch this, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. So these are realms that he's going to ascend over. And he started with the in the heaven, because he was on a planet, just like Adam. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, the realms of heaven. I will sit also in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, the meeting place. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
Interject this here. Can you see how many times he said, I will, I will. You forgot it. No, I will, I will, I will.
Yep. And so he said that he was exalting himself, and he said it in his heart. In his control
in his
center.
Oh my God.
In his control center. God deals with us. When he made us new, he gave us a new spirit, a new control center. And as long as we govern ourselves according to the living love of God, even if we're not trained, we can still overcome Satan and all of his tactics. And Jesus gave us authority over. And this is what, as I was teaching about the glory, I had a question before the Lord. I said, Lord, why? The trouble that I ran into ministering about following God, I thought that people would just jump on in there. I wanted to see this because you take any child of God can do this. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be saved long. You just have to obey. Mm-hmm. I even remember a man, he got saved, and he was faithful, and every time he laid hands on people, they'd speak in tongues. And he knew it was going to work every time. And he laid hands, you want the Holy Spirit? Yeah. And he laid hands, he had the anointing for it. But he kept being faithful with it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't understand all the things, the ins and outs, but he knew it was going to work, and it always worked. Mm-hmm. So you hear testimonies like that. And some people say, well, that can't, he never been trained. Well, the Holy Spirit can compensate. And I found this myself. Whatever you lack, he can compensate. Sometimes when I'm ministering, he calls me to say things that's far beyond my intelligence, far beyond my years. And I have to go and learn about it. But he used me as a vessel to say it. And I said, Lord, teach me about it. And then he teaches me about it. After I've already taught it, and I don't, you know, some things he teach me, and then I teach it, you know, it works both ways. But sometimes if the Holy Spirit needs you to say something, the word that you took time to receive, he'll put it together and cause you to say what he needs right now. Mm-hmm. See, the Holy Spirit's not limited.
Exactly.
So when we follow God, we're not limited. Uh-huh. But if we follow tradition, we are limited. Mm-hmm. And so my question to the Lord was, why didn't people jump on in there? Mm. And then he told me, he gave me I spent more time on it on the, there's a broadcast on audio page 7, it's called Sanctions. And that's when he taught me about more about the glories of the Lord. It's just like a person who's not saved. Mm-hmm. All of his friends get saved. Okay. He see them changed.
All right.
They enter a glory. Salvation mm-hmm. is a glory.
Amen.
So he's out here. He see that life working where his is not. And then he can see it. It's notable. Eventually he wants in on it. Uh-huh. And let's say he goes on and he finds out about the Holy Spirit like I did. Grew up in a Methodist church. I want to know more about the Holy Spirit. So I had to go to a Pentecostal church to learn more about the Holy Spirit. Well, I entered another glory. Then relationship. Now, everybody that received the Holy Spirit don't always draw near to the Lord and have a close relationship. I wanted that. So that was another glory. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then the revelation that comes to you. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. It could be like when I asked the Lord to teach me about love. That was another glory I entered into.
Amen.
Same thing with faith. Kenneth Hagin taught faith, and Charles Capps taught us how to speak. Those were glories. But they always got rebuke mail from church people that didn't enter in. So I said, and then Lord explained it to me. He said, every time you enter a glory, you can see from a greater perspective. You can see what others can't see that don't
Amen.
Enter in. Now, they know that there's something notable. They can see the changes. The glory is notable. You can't miss it. No man can miss it.
That's true. You know, let me interject here. You know, somebody told me, said, I want that glory that that Moses had. You know, I said, no, you don't want that one's fading glory. Mm-hmm. Always go from glory to glory.
Amen.
That was just for a moment mm-hmm. that Moses had mm-hmm. that glory on his face. Yeah. It faded mm-hmm. out.
They gave them a clue that they needed to listen to him too. Mm-hmm. See, if Adam and Eve had children before they sinned, though that line, if they didn't ever sin, they'd still be alive now. They wouldn't mm-hmm. die, and they would have had the glory. Visible glory on them if they had children before they sinned. Mm-hmm. As long as they didn't sin like they did, they would still be alive and they'd outshine the sun wherever they go. And they'd be naked, they would, but you couldn't tell because they'd be full of the glory of the Lord, just like Moses' face. So all of his descendants came after he had sinned. So when Jesus came, Jesus had see-through glory. But there's something about him, but you can't see the glory shining on. See, the glory of God can, it can be manifested as light, a cloud, fire, and it can be invisible. After I did the broadcast called Sanction, I did another one called See-Through Glory, and that's the kind of glory that's on our life. You can see through it, but you know it's there.
Yeah.
You know, Mary reminds me of Mom Powell. All of y'all do in different aspects. But she could just, she walked into the grocery store and there's something about this woman. The love of God is on this woman. And that's a glory I recognize. And that, and as I talked to her, I saw what she would talk about the things of God. And all everybody in this room does that.
Mm-hmm.
The things you learn, the glory you walk in, it's notable. Everybody you know can tell.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
That's why Jesus said, "Let your light shine."
Yes.
Whoa. That's glory too. Light.
That's good. Yeah.
When you go to church and hear a message, did you know you preach that same message if you walk in it?
Whoa.
Give me time. Say it again.
Say it again.
You preach the same message if you walk in it. You walk in the pastor teach on love, you walk in love. He teach on faith, you walk in faith. Everybody at work, school, or wherever you go, grocery store, they see it. Uh-huh. When you're interrupted, when people do you wrong, you respond faithfully. You're preaching that message. The strength you got from that message is in your life.
Yes.
Introducing people to the heart of God.
That's good.
So every time you enter a glory, you see what others can't see.
Jesus.
Now they see you doing something unique and powerful that's not of you. And they know that you didn't get educated for this. This is not from around here. There's no school you can go to and learn these things.
Amen.
You have to go to God.
Glory.
And they see it. Now sometimes people will see it and respond and not enter in. They'll see you live on a godly life. When they get in trouble, they'll tell you all their personal problems, all their backstory that they don't even tell their best friends, and then they'll ask you to pray for them. And they'll trust you more than anybody else they know. That's the power of the glory that's on our lives. But sometimes they are reluctant. They may think they're qualified to do this, or they may think that, well, I do wrong over here. I've done that before. I delayed getting saved because I knew how I was. I didn't think I didn't want to mess up. I didn't want to play with God, so to speak. The devil had his way of tricking me for years.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I wasn't getting the word, there were things that I didn't know about. And God had mercy on my soul.
Amen.
And I almost got killed several times, and he always protected me. And that's how it is. So when I see people out there doing stuff, my first thought is redemption. Mm-hmm. See, everybody needs the chance to live forever. Okay, if you say, well, so-and-so is going to heaven. And somebody that's look at one chapter of their life, well, they don't deserve to go because they did this. The Lord, he knows that for us to come out of darkness, we got to have a representation of him. We got to have light. So what chapter of our lives are we focusing on? If I had died before I was 19, I'd have went to hell. Between the age of accountability and 19, I wouldn't have made it. And I knew I wouldn't have made it. But after I got saved, I entered into a glory. Now, I don't count those now I lay me down to sleep prayers, you know. That's not redemption. If that's the light you have, and faithful God can work with it, but when I came to the aid, I needed to get saved. I knew I needed to get saved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so God works with us, and we need to work with others. Everybody needs this chance to enter in. So,
amen.
That's where the glory of authority helped people, real people, tangible people, that was out there doing tangible things. It gave them a reset, just like a video game. You know how you win another life and you can play longer if you get killed? Same thing. When you enter a glory, you have new abilities. And you can see it and understand and process it, but people on the outside can't. They don't have a reference for it yet. So, because they don't have a reference for it, they don't enter in. If anybody ever say something unique that the Lord taught them, if you pick their heart, some people will say pick their brain, but if you pick their heart, they got much more revelation.
Amen.
They have a wealth and a bank of revelation on this subject. So when I see that in people, I have some questions. And then they tell you more about it.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit gets involved and causes them to say things they can't. Whenever me and Pastor do a radio broadcast, the Holy Spirit, he charges both of us, just like he do in this room. That's why I love the open floor. You know, the Holy Spirit, if you go back and listen to any of the broadcasts, somebody will say something, and it triggers things. The Holy Spirit trigger of that bank, that wealth of information that's in all of us. And it helps us go forward. Every time you enter a glory, you know, we're being transformed into more of his image. And this is the other part I love about it. Now, Satan put himself, he popped himself up so high, he's going to be like God. And God's using people that don't have it all together. I love it. People, you know, I've done some goofy things in my life. So when I defeat Satan, I'm doing it publicly. A man that ain't got, you know, near nowhere the amount of intelligence, he can't get one over on me. But it's every time you win a victory, you're doing it before all creation.
Amen.
Consider this: everything you do is recorded.
Yes.
From the time God said, "Let there be light," you have to understand all creation was watching the earth. Remember, there was no light nowhere. God turned all the stars off. He said, "Let there be light." And his glory was focused on the earth. Wherever you were in creation, the heavens, the heaven of heavens, outer space,
that's
you
good.
Were the salt
of
the earth.
That's good.
It was lit up.
And let me interject this too. And not only he was releasing, you know, light, but he was releasing some of himself because he is light. Because he said, "I'm the salt of the world, I'm the light of the world." Well, he had already released himself in creation.
Yeah. And when he made Adam in his image, Adam was shining with the same glory that he presented to everybody.
That's good.
And I told a friend of mine, I said, if you saw the earth from outer space, you would have saw Adam and Eve on earth because they outshine the sun, the glory of God. And I said, and when they ate off the tree, Brother Terrell said, they could see that they were lost. Because the glory stopped. Adam wouldn't have seen shadow. He saw shadow the first time the glory was gone. He wouldn't have known what a shadow was. When the glory of God was off of him, then he saw shadow. It probably said, and he knew he was naked. He was clothed and bathed and baptized in the glory of God. So as we enter into the wisdom of, like David said, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord manifests himself in all those ways: wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might. If you feel weak, sometimes when I do a broadcast, I do them at night. I like to do them early in the morning when I'm fresh. Sometimes the day is spent, I work too long, I'm bone tired. You know, when you're bone tired, you have to sit down. So sometimes I get the greatest revelation then, the spirit of might. Sometimes when I used to work before I retired, I would get off work, I just want to go home and go to sleep. But I had to work on the side. I had to finish something. So I turn on the word, and the spirit of might will come. I could work to 9 o'clock easy.
Amen.
Amen. It makes a big difference, huh, brother. Because, see, you're not operating your strength anymore. It's the strength that you're getting from the word.
Yeah. Amen. He can give you physical strength.
Amen. I know that.
Every time you enter into the knowledge of God, that don't need to be missing.
But let me mention, it changed your whole body structure. When you rely on his strength, it changed the whole, I don't care how you're feeling. You know, it just changes it.
It changes everything. And, you know, Kenneth Copeland's 85 years old. He said, I don't have any pain in my body.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't normal.
Mm-mm.
But he walked in that realm. Everybody can do it. He don't need glasses. He said, that's not a put down. He said, I need hearing aids. Mm-hmm. He flew planes and shot guns all the time. So, yeah, they didn't have good hearing protection in those days.
So that was his fault too, wasn't it? In some ways.
Well, I don't hear as good as my wife. She can turn it down to volume 8. I see their lips move. But I worked in a shop with diesel trucks, yes, air guns, and mm-hmm, beside a train track. So it is like 25 years. So those things play a part. Mm-hmm. They gave us hearing protection, but I didn't use it. So mm-hmm, I can hear, but not like her. I mean, but it, you know, God loves us. And every realm, the point is, the glory, if you walk in it, you got it. And you can do things you normally couldn't do.
Amen.
But it's not a put down against anybody else. You're suggesting that everybody can do this. And so when the Lord showed me those, he gave me those references. When the message I had, I began to understand it was strange to people. But I couldn't doubt it because I had a reference. He would give me a word.
Mm-hmm.
At home, I'd write and go to church. The man is preaching half of it in the same wording,
mm-hmm,
and then the visions I couldn't deny, and the conversations with the Lord I couldn't deny. And when I didn't understand, I said, I just stuck with it. I said, I'm going to see where this goes, mm-hmm, but I see the need. You know, everybody needs that. They need to enter into greater glories.
Amen.
Ooh, you don't know what you said there, but that's. The church probably, they had entered into another level of, I'm going to say level because that's what people are used to.
Yeah.
Another level of glory.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to move. You know, God gave me this year to move forward. We got to be moving.
Amen.
Moving in him now.
Yeah.
Not in ourselves.
Not in yourself.
But moving in him.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's one of the church greater glory. They had moved into the greater glory where God is trying to move them into, mm-hmm, so he can do an outpouring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, the church is, and the way the church so messed up, he said, I need to counsel y'all before y'all can move into this greater glory.
The Holy
Spirit. That's what he's trying to do, counsel the church so they can move into that greater glory.
I used to sing a song to Olivia, the Holy Spirit.
But you got greater things he wants to show us, brother.
He wants to rest on us. And he can't rest on chaos. He can't rest on strife. He can't rest on jealousy. He can't rest on envy. He can't rest on doubt, unbelief, all those things.
Amen.
So when we enter in, we become people he can rest on.
Mm-hmm. You got to enter into his.
That's good, brother.
Now, love, Paul gave us a big chunk of wisdom in Corinthians 13. He said, love believes all things. So when you are seeking to follow God with the intent to do whatever he say, no mm-hmm, restriction,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it puts you on you have the ability to always learn. See, sometimes when people have revelation, even spirit-filled word people
uh-huh,
can reject it
mm-hmm,
because it don't fit what they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're not moving. They're not moving forward.
Yeah, they're focused on something else. They never see it that way. I don't know you, so I don't trust that yet. But see, with the love of God, love believes all things. Mm-hmm. It don't have to come down the path you used to. Mm. When you see it, when you see a child, you know, remember they made a show, Child Say the Darndest Things. Well, that spirit is lit. Pastor taught me that. That spirit's still lit. So God can show them things while their spirit is lit.
Yeah.
And he can cause a child to say what you need. And I've been blessed that way. I don't get hung up on how young this child is. Mm-hmm. I'm listening for my father. Mm-hmm. The father's voice is always detectable.
Mm-hmm. I have an example for
that. She knows my voice.
I got involved in watching North and South years ago, and I got close to God, and I only got into that movie, so I started getting a book. And when I get a book, I don't put it down. Mm-hmm. Jennifer came in here. Little Jennifer came in there, and I said, "Read that book." She says, "Mama, put that book down. It makes you mean." From then on, I didn't read any secular books.
Whoa.
It was like it.
You heard it. Yeah. That's powerful.
It was very powerful. She got me back on the right track.
And my nephew did that to me. Mm-hmm. And
at the mouth of the baby.
I was praying about what God wanted me to do and stuff. He said, He said, "You're a mechanic." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Do mechanics make a lot of money?" "No, not as much as doctors." He said, "Well, how did he word this thing?" He said, "Well, do preachers make a lot of money?" He said, "No, not sometimes." He said, "Well, why don't you be a preacher?" He ended up saying, "Why don't you be a preacher?" Uh-huh. When that was before the Lord had called. He was planting seeds. Mm-hmm. But he planted that seed. Amen. He didn't know what he was talking about, but I did.
Amen.
And then later on the Lord gave me, he called. But mm-hmm. the wonderful thing about following God, you don't have to be an expert. You just have to be obedient.
Amen.
Amen.
And I got a new definition for obedience. Obedience is prompt faithfulness.
Good.
Okay, say it again.
Obedience is prompt faithfulness. Right now, faithfully, when the Lord says something, you do it.
Amen.
There's a charge in doing it that way, too. If when you're faithful, God can He can promote you into glory. He can take you further.
Yes, yes.
When you're reluctant, it hinders Him. But love believes all things. So I didn't know all I wanted when I asked the Lord to teach me to love His people. I just didn't want to make a mess. I said, I knew how I was, and I knew. I said, "Lord, I'm going to do this again. This is somebody going to tick me off, and I'm going to get mad." And I don't want that. I said, "Teach me to love your people." But when he taught me, he didn't just teach me to love his people. He taught me about people.
Amen.
The way, his ways. And it helped me to receive, remember, and walk in all the revelation I was getting from everybody. Which was a combination. See, you don't just follow, when you follow the Holy Spirit, it's not just the Holy Spirit within you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit, period. Mm-hmm. Wherever he say through anybody. Mm-hmm. I wanted to end with this, Mary.
Okay.
This is 2 Corinthians 3:18 out of the Amplified. Mm-hmm. It said, "We can draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces.
Thank you, Jesus."
And with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We are being transfigured into his very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. Mm. And this glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Jesus. That's good. Now, what translation you read?
That's the Passion Translation.
That's good.
And the opposite is true. I was going to read this, but I know we're out of time. I'll just read the first part.
Okay.
I found out about something that was just terrible. I said, "Lord, how could a person be that evil?" And then he said this. He said, "All who love the world system have one thing in common." And then he stopped talking. I said, Lord, what is it? I'm not going to figure it out and mess that up. He said, they share an unconditional enmity with God.
Okay, say it again. You share what now?
All who love the world system have one thing in common. Uh-huh. They share an unconditional enmity with God. Mm-hmm. And people don't know to watch out for this. It could be lust, greed, mm-hmm. pride. Uh-huh. And he went on. This is how I understood how angels could fall. Once you're attracted to anything of Satan, anything of the world system, mm-hmm. it changes your DNA. It changes your ways. It works the opposite of God's
way. That's good.
So the opposite is always true.
Amen. That's good, brother. That's good.
And the rest of this is eye-opening, you know. But I thank God for his work.
You know, something you said that's really stuck with me. Love is living.
Yeah.
Love is alive. It's a living thing. Mm-hmm. And you project it and receive it like living. You know, it's deep when you said that. Love is alive.
When you walk into God, in agape love, you give people that Jesus representation. And they can't, no matter how educated, they can't figure it out. And
thank you.
I brought one out. I promised to bring one later. But who's that? Can't think of his name right now. I'll think of it in a minute. But he said that he was debating with a college professor that won the debate because he asked him questions he couldn't answer. Mm-hmm. And he sat there kind of, you know, he was disappointed he couldn't win the debate. Mm-hmm. But after it was over, the college professor came over to him and said, you know, I won the debate because that's what I do. He said, but I want what you got.
Praise God. Amen.
Now, what's the guy now? I was going to call his name. You listen to him, Mary.
You tell us the next time.
Yeah.